token executive welcome, so I'll be very brief and let Simon take over. I just wanted to thank you all for your time this afternoon. We appreciate it. It's been a great tradition we've done. It's been a great discussion. We'll have all of the full thing posted online so you can enjoy it for future generations, either for blackmail, whatever's appropriate. just a couple of quick housekeeping things. First, if you didn't get your Michael to take your picture, please hang around just for a couple minutes afterwards, and he'll take your picture so we can use it for our post office montage. Also, second, we'll take a break about halfway through. Assuming you can get Simon to do so, we'll take a break about halfway through, so you can take care of any biology needs or other things you have. We'll be done at about 5 o'clock, and then at 6 o'clock, if you don't already know about it, please do join us for our Technology Achievement Awards. We'll have the food and the drink at 6, and the awards at 7, just over here in the great room. So that's all I have. If you need anything, Terry will be here, Michael will be here, Susan and I'll be in and out. And with no further ado, I'll give
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Love to see you all. It's kind of unexpected to me because I was just mentioning that I saw it on my schedule and thought, oh, I'm going again. it's reaching the proportions of being a fixture now. I was trying to remember with Dave how many we've done now.
Five, I think.
Five, is it?
Yeah.
This started out as a Java, a J2EE dissection session just after J2EE got going. And this year, it's really a broader perspective of the Java platform that we're going to take. To get started and to help the sound crew to set the levels, I would be really pleased for us all to introduce ourselves so that the people can get familiar with the voices. And what I'd really like you to do, some of you already have one of these, but I know you don't all have one. If there was going to be a Wikipedia entry about you, if you understand the rules of Wikipedia, it's very important that it's a neutral point of view, no self-promotion, warts and all description. I wonder what would be the synopsis of your Wikipedia entry. Now, to make this easy, the one person at the table I know does have a Wikipedia entry is Tim Bray. So, Tim, what does your Wikipedia entry say about you?
I'm old. So, I work for Sun, and I am a long-time web geek, heavy web geek. Unless I manage to cure cancer or bring peace to the Middle East, my gravestone will talk about XML.
Right. And that's because?
Well, I was there.
Okay. That's what matters. Sam, what does your Wikipedia entry say about you?
It probably discusses how I was at WebLogic since, you know, basically right after the founders. I've gone progressively even further down the Java path even since then, and, you know, as a member of the JSR teams and as a member of the open source community. So I think it'd be, you know, hopefully it would say something about the contributions I've made there.
Excellent. Thank you. Mike, what's in your Wikipedia entry, and who is editing it?
Poor golfer, better hockey coach.
Moose hunter.
Moose hunter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Strange. Caricature of a Canadian, perhaps?
Mm-hmm.
Hockey player.
So we've tried to keep the colonial influence up at the table this year.
Well done.
It's the programming language that I spent the most time with was Smalltalk.
Uh-huh.
And spent a lot of time in that world. And have sort of bounced back and forth between large company and small ever since I started my career. And from, you know, Nortel to a startup to IBM to a startup to Oracle to a startup not for profit with Eclipse. And that was the ultimate startup. I was the first guy there, and not even so much as a bank account when I started. So it was a fresh piece of paper.
Excellent. Mr. Jingle, what's in your Wikipedia entry?
Well, I don't hunt moose. I do fly airplanes. I really wish I was doing that now instead of answering this question.
I'd rather eat one.
Let's see. I am the Chief Technology Officer and Vice President of Product Development at a startup called Kasat Corporation, but I suspect I'm here because prior to that, I spent 20 years at Sun, where I was Chief Engineer and Head of the JCP. If I have an epitaph, I hope it says good arbiter of good systems taste.
Sounds cool. Ari, what's in your Wikipedia entry?
Probably something about building
extremely scalable e-commerce systems for Walmart.com based on Tomcat, founding Terracotta, and being religious, definitely to a fault, about not exposing to developers an API to solve what belongs in infrastructure, and that hopefully someday it says he was the first guy to successfully deliver, you know, customer usable clustered JVMs.
And who do you think will be editing your Wikipedia entry with you? I haven't been asking these people, don't
you? Who would be editing? Yes.
Well, often you find when you do a Wikipedia entry that it's people who are critics of you.
Yeah.
Who are editing the page.
Well, in my case, it's you.
Well, I'm absolutely. But I'm watching for your page all the time, my friend.
Who would be editing my page?
Cameron would.
Probably. Cameron might. Cameron would comment on it after, most likely, the guy who I'm locked at the hip to is Peter Fenton. And
right.
He and I live and die by each other. We're good friends, and he would definitely get in there and edit it.
Right. Thank you. So people who are just listening to this can't see that Larry Cable is wearing inmate garb from a California state penitentiary.
And, actually, I was doing my other job, which is, you know, digging roads for
cattle. To me, he looks like a moose hunter.
Could be, yeah. So, Larry, what's in your Wikipedia entry?
What's in my Wikipedia entry? Loud, opinionated, Scottish, wearer of bright shirts, driver of fast cars, have worked for companies, four companies that I've worked for have disappeared off the face of the map. Hopefully my current one, BEA, won't. Probably a suitable epitaph would be many of my programming errors have appeared in industry standard technologies, such as Unix, versions of Unix, X-Windows, bits of the Java platform, some of which I'm quite proud of, JSP, some of which less so, Bean Context. I think that would probably be a fitting epitaph.
That sounds like several pages.
I'm working on it.
Yes. So, Bob, what's in your Wikipedia entry?
Well, ideally, I don't think there'd be one, you know, from the point of view that I've spent most of my life sort of as a plumber in a lot of software systems, right? So my background is 16 years or so of doing mapping of software onto microarchitecture. So I've been working hard with hardware folk, operating system folk, compilers. So my passion is around program analysis, system analysis, automated optimization. And so I've spent a long time parallelizing systems, optimizing systems, doing large-scale program analysis, and obviously doing dynamic compilation and analysis inside of Java-based systems.
So. Okay, and who would be editing your page?
Probably my wife.
All right. That sounds pretty scary. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm Frank Cohen. Let's see. So I'm author of Java Testing and Design, Prentisol. Maintainer of TestMaker, which is an open source test tool for testing web services. I'm the Director of Solutions Engineering at Raining Data, which makes Tiger Logic. If you remember the PIC data model, as I do from college, Tiger Logic is the latest instantiation of it. It's a native XML database. I'm covering the show for TechTarget, which is now the serverside.com and search web services. 30 years of software development experience, going back to being one of Atari's first game designers.
Mm.
Three startups, none of them successful. parent to two children.
Well, sounds very good. So who's editing your page?
So it might be Simon Tufts, who's an engineer working on a couple of SourceForge projects, who's following what I do pretty closely, and he makes contributions to the projects that I do.
Right. Excellent. So, Ted, what's on your Wikipedia page?
Well, I'm currently the architect for middleware for Oracle. Before that, Oracle's the biggest company I've worked for by a magnitude of 55,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
So a series of startup companies over the last 20 years, everything from financial systems to document management workflow to most recently tools, and then into middleware. I want to be a professional golfer and can't, so I'm in software. It's really the essence of it all.
A very similar place, except I want to be a photographer.
So, I see. Yeah. Bet you take better pictures than I swing golf clubs.
Dave, what's on your Wikipedia page?
Well, you said no shameless self-promotion, right?
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, let's see. I guess it would be one of the fortunate people that's associated with being with Sonic Software since its inception, and also with Sonic's parent corporation, which is Progress Software. But, you know, my passion over the past several years has been in traveling around the world and educating the engineers on software technologies and getting to meet them individually and learn about their experiences and adopting those technologies and then sharing that with others that I meet as I go along. So most recently that's been with this whole little trend that we have called SOA, which over the past couple of years I've been conducting a series of architect forums in that area, which I've probably met with about 3,000 people around the world in the past couple of years in doing that.
Cool. And who's editing your page?
Probably the other David Chappell.
Right. It's very, very challenging, that could be. So yes. I think we've got the levels set now. We've had all the people who don't want to be here run out of the room.
Well, wait, what's on yours?
What's on mine? Well, on my Wikipedia page, it would probably talk about bad photography. It would probably talk about traveling way too much. It would mention that I have a family that believe that I still exist, who I have to show ID to every time I visit them. It would talk about life at IBM, introducing the Java platform back in 1995, and tangling with XML in 1997. It would talk about video conferencing. It would talk about joining Sun, and I joined Sun in 2000 to see Java open sourced. And who can say, by the time I retire, maybe it will have happened. So. Hopefully by the
there
time...
There goes that talk.
Can we quote you in that? Or is that off the record? Retrospectively.
Yeah, they're going to edit that out.
Who'd have thought they'd open the operating system before Java?
Well, it actually makes a lot of sense, I think, to start
to
with...
To at least one person.
to start with the operating system. I mean, actually, you know, Rob was one of the big proponents of open sourcing Solaris, but that may possibly not fit within the remit of the discussion here, so we may not be able to get him to talk about it. So I've been talking to a lot of people around Java 1, and there's a certain sense in which people are saying that we're about to see a second wave of Java. They're suggesting that the ease of development for Java EE means that there's going to be a resurgence of interest. They're suggesting that the open sourcing of the code in the future is going to open up new markets, and availability on Linux is going to unleash a torrent of new opportunities. So what do you think is the main highlight of the Java platform in the preceding year since the last roundtable that several of us were at? What's the big deal that's starting the second wave, or is there not really a second wave? Sam?
I absolutely believe that Java will see a large resurgence. You know, I started Gauntlet Systems last year, and we built just almost entirely on open source software. 90 projects for the dependencies when we got acquired, and I had to list them all out. And one of the things that we bonded to were all the new JE5 APIs, everything from JPA, EJB3 at the time, to JAX-WS, to JAX-B, and the thing about these new technologies on the Java platform is that a lot of it was driven by what was perceived as a threat. Ruby on Rails, things like that are perceived threats because of the mind share that they garner, not necessarily market share. And the Java community has shown again and again that it can turn on a dime and adopt the good things that you see in other products and apply them very quickly and get them adopted in the marketplace. I think that Java 5 will be adopted two or three times faster, JE 5 will be adopted two or three times faster than the previous enterprise specs because of the ease of development.
Right.
I'll add a little bit to that. I mean, one of the things I should have mentioned in my biography is at one point I was actually at bared the lofty title of VP of TopLink. So I was actually pretty familiar with this whole area of persistence, and you know, so my comment on Java community turning on a dime is that's one hell of a big dime. It's more like trying to turn a super tanker from what I've done.
He didn't say how many times it had turned on that dime.
Yeah, there's the whirling dervish turn on the dime, I guess. But yeah, it's, I think that, you know, sort of getting POJO persistence into JEE is something that is probably, I think, the big news for this year. I certainly agree with you on that. I just, the only thing I changed slightly is I think it was a long time coming.
I agree with that.
I would actually suggest that, you know, the JVM is really what enables people to turn on the dime. It's the community is a great community, no fault to that, to anyone out there, and not trying to say anything but at the end of the day, the JVM can do amazing things, absolutely amazing things. The notion of bytecode, the what folks here helped build and what folks built back in the mid-90s with this core concept, some stuff from Smalltalk, things like that, has allowed us to basically, you know, the two stages of compile and then bring it down to the physical machine. Obviously, my company leverages techniques around this stuff, but what it means is that the developer's job is getting simpler and simpler, and what's happening is JEE is basically a response to the development community saying, hey, make my life easier. And what we haven't seen in the history of computing is a platform that can actually do that inside the infrastructure. As platform level services, we can subsume more and more from the developer's day-to-day responsibility. And I think that's a huge thing. I would add, though, that I actually don't agree that we have POJO persistence yet. I mean, I will go on record anytime, anywhere, and say we fell short this year, and that there's going to have to be something done more. I've been to a lot of conferences this year where the same question comes up from the audience all the time when you talk to folks. Who's going to make my application simpler?
Well, I chime in to Sam's comments, I think, regarding JEE5, where a vintage I operate from. I mean, I really believe that JEE5, the usability initiative that's ongoing in there, is really going to develop a new level of applications and adoption in that platform. I kind of take issue with it being a response to Ruby or Ruby on Rails. You know, that the all of the ease of use initiatives predate that technology by a good 4 or 5 years. You know, there was a well understood issue with the technology of separating out the declarative programming model. And you know, I was part of the core architecture team for J2E 1.2, you know, and we did some radical things like inventing containers and bringing a declarative programming model to the platform, but we realized that there were some, you know, shortcomings with that. So I think we finally solved that with the introduction of annotations that enabled us to kind of move back closer to a more developer-friendly platform. I also think that the key to the attraction and appeal of Java is going to be this introduction, as we saw in the technical presentation yesterday from Graham and Bill, the adoption of scripting languages on the EE platform, being able to, I mean, when we did JSP 1.0 and 1.1, the reason that we put a language equals in the page tag was because we envisaged there being other scripting languages in the JSP environment other than Java, and it's nice, you know, so was it 7 years since we did that to finally see one. So either we were incredibly visionary or just not very good at executing. But you know, I really think that being able to, you know, bring VB developers into the Java platform and JavaScript developers into the Java platform, and encouraging client server models like Ajax, but you know, that's really going to create a new wave of you know, I hate to use the cliche, web 2.0 applications that are driven from, you know, an EE5 platform.
Right.
Yeah, I would agree that, you know, interoperability and the existence of multiple programming models is inevitable. I think that, you know, we need to be 2.23 is a great step forward. You know, it shows you how to connect things at runtime. What we don't have is really kind of an end-to-end debug story and a management story for multiple different runtime environments, and that's got to come over time.
Right.